So normally when you hear this music on our program, we're talking about Governor Ralph Northam. He's probably glad we haven't been playing it recently, so it means he's been successful at staying out of the headlines, at least on most levels. However, there is a former governor, Bob McDonnell, who is trying to help Ralph Northam, and he is leading a group called Virginians for Reconciliation. And Bob McDonnell joins us now here on the air. I appreciate it, Governor. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, John. Good morning. Nice to be back on.
Yes, sir. So tell me what Virginians for Reconciliation is.
Well, I appreciate having the opportunity to talk about it. This is a group that was formed about a little over a year ago with just a group of people who wanted to do something in 2019, which is the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans landing on the shores of Virginia at Fort Monroe, in fact. And to have used this opportunity to have a deeper, honest discussion about the issues of race and hopefully lead to things like repentance and reconciliation and more truth-telling about our history, but also figuring out what can we do now to help promote better relationships. So that's what the mission statement was. We started a meeting last June in Richmond, John, with a group of about 25 people from government, education, the church, business, and general culture arts. And we came up, after about 6-7 months of meeting, came up with a group of things that we recommended to the general public in December. And then we had a kickoff in January, January 16th, where we outlined these things. But I think that if I could state the mission in just a couple of short words, it's finding ways to get people, black and white, from all spheres of our society to engage in in deeper interaction with one another, try to break down the walls of miscommunication, and foster a society that has, frankly, more love and more kindness and more empathy for one another, more understanding, and therefore being able to get some things done ultimately within the institutions of society and within the government. So it's a big undertaking. There's a lot of people that have worked in this space for a long time, but I think that having people that are leaders in all these spheres will just shine a spotlight on it in this important 400th anniversary year.
It sounds like a very noble goal, and I think if you're in a closed group of people who are there for the right reasons, you probably can make headway. My observation, though, is there are always some people, maybe in the group or maybe on the fringe, who would like to turn it into, instead of racial reconciliation, racial revenge. Have you encountered that? Do you think that that's bubbling up here? We don't seem to be able to have a real conversation without somebody getting so mad that they either storm out or cause trouble, you know?
Well, John, and that's the reason we actually formed the group is I ask a lot of people who I think were very well-meaning people who played well in the sandbox that were, leaders in their field. Some former presidents like, Dr. Red Ayers, Keith Miller, Virginia State, some pastors, black and white, who have been leaders on this issue, especially in the Richmond area, former congressmen like Tom Davis and Jim Moran. So, Democrats, Republicans, black, white, and people that just want to try to do something, understanding that we cannot continue the sort of general coarseness and incivility I think we find, especially in Washington, in our dialogue, in our politics, at our TV shows. But when you talk about that in the context of race, it gets even more difficult. And so I think that's the franchise. We've launched some ideas, just to give you an idea, John, of what we're actually talking about.
Yeah. What are these recommendations?
Like the slave trail, the Richmond slave trail. When I was governor, I put $11 million in the budget in 2013 to build the foundations for a national slavery museum down there at the Lumpkins jail site and to upgrade the Richmond slave trail. I've walked it a few times. It's a very powerful experience, and we want people from across this Commonwealth to walk that and understand, Richmond, Virginia, the epicenter of the slave trade back in the early 1800s. What did that mean? Why is that part of our history, and how have we progressed from here. We're talking about the Black Chamber of Commerce and the Hampton Road, the Virginia Chamber of Commerce working together on various business issues, whether it's access to capital for minority businesses or just finding common things, projects that they can work on. It's a pulpit exchange program so that the pastors in the predominantly Black churches can preach in the predominantly white church and vice versa. You know, the church is the most divided place in America on a Sunday morning.
Well, let me ask you, we're talking to former governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell, about Virginians for Reconciliation. Have you encountered in your conversation something that I've encountered? I remember traveling with Senator Allen around the state, and there were older African-American men and women who I would assume that at some point in their life had actually been wronged by the laws of the Commonwealth, who were very eager to move past that, did not seem, in my interaction, to be openly hostile or angry, or maybe angry but not bitter. You know, there's a difference. And yet, when I talk to some younger African-American men and women, there seems to be a real hostility about those things that occurred before they were on the scene. And I'm puzzled by that.
Yeah, you know, John, we're 162 years past the Dred Scott decision. That was as of last Wednesday, March 6th. Or 150 some years past the Civil War, but you know, the legacy of Jim Crow and massive resistance and you know, it took its toll on people, and people react, I think, in different ways. It is ironic, some of the dynamics you explained between young and old, but I think people still hold on in some ways to some of these things in history that we haven't really dealt with. And I think this year gives us an extraordinary time to tell the truth about the abomination of slavery and the policies that came after that that have affected Black families in some very poor ways.
It'll be a challenge. I don't want to let our time escape without asking you about your interaction with the current governor, Ralph North. I mean, most people who know your history know that you went through a legal challenge at the end of your term. The Supreme Court ultimately threw out the conviction against you, and so you're back on the scene. And I will tell you, I was not hosting the show at the time that you were going through those struggles, but I understand you came on this program and did the Ask the Governor show, kind of took the ugly questions from the public. Wednesday will be the second opportunity for Governor Northam to come on this program, and he is declining to do that, which we're disappointed in. I'm interested in what advice you're giving him to deal with this situation.
You know, all I'm doing is trying to encourage the governor. I want the governors of Virginia to succeed, like the other governors supported me along the way. I've told him that if we can be of any help to him, he said he wants to be a leader on these issues of reconciliation. We want our governor to be a strong leader. And so, you know, I want to encourage him. He was a member. He is a member of our group. He agreed back in December, long before these other things came up, to join and to help. He's issued a proclamation making 2019 the year of civility and racial reconciliation in Virginia. The legislature's passed a similar resolution. So, you know, the governor did come to our meeting and listened, and I think was moved by some of the things that he heard there. So I just have encouraged our group that if there's a way that that we can do things that are consistent with what he's doing, we certainly would be there to support those efforts.
So, well, it may be a good vehicle for him at this moment.
We started our things, John, completely independent of the governor.
Before this.
And I know he's got a lot of plans that he's got in place that he will talk about in due course, but we just want to be of some encouragement to him. And John, one of the things, this last thing I'd like to say,
okay,
if people are interested in this, I hope they'll go to virginiansforreconciliation.com. There's a website where people can volunteer. We are going to have an event on April 3rd where we're bringing the great-great-granddaughter of Dred Scott, who was a Virginian, to be able to have a forum at VCU with the great-great-grandnephew of Roger Taney, the Chief Justice, who wrote that horrific opinion in 1857
Well, talk about a moment of reconciliation. That's going to have to be it. Well, listen, Governor, I appreciate you joining us, and we will put that on our website as well. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell.
Thank you, John.
Virginians for Reconciliation. Thank you, sir.